Create a Christmas tradition with Hallmark Collectible Series ornaments. We're talking Hallmark Keepsake Ornaments, 1984. Hit it. It was 1984. McDonald's made their 50 billionth hamburger. The Chicago White Sox and Milwaukee Brewers played the longest game in MLB history. Michael Jackson's hair caught fire while he was filming a Pepsi commercial, and Hallmark released their annual keepsake dream book. I'm your host, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Now, before I introduce my guests, it's time for the 80s word of the day. As always, it comes from the Dictionary of 1980 Slang by Rick Carlisle. Today's word is unglitzy, down-to-earth, plain, straightforward. Generally used in a positive, uncomplimentary sense, implying that lavish, gaudy decoration would be unnecessary or detrimental. For example, Goldberg seeks out such unglitzy but entertaining outings for his 2,000 members. From Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, December 1986. Use it all the time. Now, joining me are three totally rad Christmas all-stars. It's the Hallmark Dream Guys. You'll know the first from episodes like G.I. Joe, Newhart, Rambo, Magnum P.I., and Knight Rider. From Christmas Clatter, it's six-time Ratty winner, Todd Killian. Todd, what's happening?
Six-time Ratty winner. Thanks for having me back, Jerry.
It's good to have you back, man. My next guest has been on the show so often, he's almost my co-host. From Tis the Podcast, it's the raddest New Yorker, Anthony Caruso. Anthony, how are you doing?
Always good to be here with you, Jerry, and always good to talk to these fine gentlemen.
Right on, right on. And finally, you've heard him talking Dolly and Kenny, Stranger Things, Batman, and wrestling. From Christmas Conversations, it's ratty winner CJ Bellanger. CJ, man, how are you?
I'm very good, man. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. I'm very proud to be a ratty winner. Might I say the coolest ratty winner, and I don't even think it's close.
The maybe Hallmark say six Dream times, guys, six ladies more and times.
Quality over quantity, my friend.
May I say 7-minute ratty acceptance speech?
That was actually cut down because
I gotta give a ratty for like the longest ratty speech now. One nominee, one winner. Oh man, it's good to have you guys back. It's been too long.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely, and especially all of us together.
Well, I mean, you guys really are the Hallmark Dream Guys. I mean, you every year you break open that dream book of Hallmark that they release, and you just go over it for your Patreon and 'tis the podcast. Always fun, always entertaining, and this year's was no different.
This year's just fun.
Thank you. I think what this was the second year. I don't know if you guys did it without me another year.
No, did this you? Is the second no. year. Second
yeah, so year. We've done it the second year, but it's definitely going to be something we're going to do.
Yeah,
every year from now on, unless one of us croaks. So start taking bets.
I'm starting to think we're going to have to do like a opening weekend episode for the Hallmark.
I think you have to. Yeah.
You know, after we see the stuff live and in person, you know, kind of get our thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah. Do it as a three-parter. Do the dream book release, the July release, and the October release.
Oh, yeah.
Might definitely. Be enough.
Yeah, because I mean, and you guys mentioned it, but like every time you go, there's always some that just look better than they did in the actual, you know, catalog, or some that don't look as good as they did in the picture. And so your list kind of changes a little bit.
Very true.
And I'm the sucker who feels too bad after they packed it all away for me to like purchase. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll take them all. Yeah, no. With one crappy
ornament. No, I always I always like, I have them all on my list, and it's very rare that I take some out, but I do add some, but I'm not afraid to take some out because I've given that Hallmark so much business that they won't say a peep if I put some back, if I don't like them, because I'm,
that's how I should feel. But like, I figure they balance out the back tree branches that nobody ever sees.
I thought you were going to be one of those people
like that, Noel.
No, I thought Anthony was going to say he's one of those people that feel bad for inanimate objects that they're not going to have a home for Christmas.
Ever since I saw Toy Story, I do feel bad for inanimate objects.
I feel like that with some Christmas ornaments. Like if there's the Christmas ornaments in my closet that didn't get put out, I do kind of get like that. I'm like, what a waste. Like they need to be displayed, you know? Yeah.
I'll be in the store and there'll be like one left of that ornament, especially after Christmas is over. It's like, this is the last one. It's like, it's the last one. I'll take it.
See, and before kids, of course, I didn't spend as much as you guys do, but we did spend quite a bit on several ornaments. Now that we're paying for two daycares, it's like reduced quite a bit. And so what we do is we usually do like everybody pick one or two that they really want, and then we'll just go with those. So I've really learned like these last 3 years to edit down my wish lists.
Our definition of editing is a lot different than yours. Like we're cutting down.
From, oh no, no.
I know I'm cutting down from like 30 for July. So like, it's a lot different, but honestly, paying for two daycares right now is probably like having a second mortgage. So
it's up there for sure. So my son luckily is in pre-K. So next year that's one down.
Nice.
So I'll be on just one daycare a month. So I'll take it.
A few hundred bucks a month back on in the red.
Right. So like, I know exactly which ones like I have to go for. And we'll get to the 84 ones in just a bit, but like, I know which ones I have to go for because some of the other ones that I might want are going to be covered by like the kids and the wife and their choices. So I tend to just go straight for like the superhero ones, the sci-fi ones, and you know, the retro, you know, ones. So like you said, this year, Optimus Prime, for sure. That is the one that I want most. The Sega Genesis, because I had one for sure. I'm getting that one. And there was one more, although I don't recall off the top of my head, but so those are the ones like I zeroed in on.
Wasn't it Miles Morales you said?
Oh, and Miles Morales, yeah. So those are the ones like I zeroed in on. Of course, the kids want like their Paw Patrol one and their Frozen and all that. And Tiff picks hers that she likes. But it's like we all have our little niche and we all kind of just fall into place. So I'm pretty confident that none of the kids want the ones that I want. And so it always like works out. So it's pretty nice.
Do you guys like go and buy them at release, or do you buy them and save them for Christmas gifts, or do you just buy them to have on the tree for Christmas?
So we'll buy them at release and we'll put them up while we're decorating our tree. Gotcha. And then usually Santa sometimes sneaks one or two in their stockings, which is kind of nice. So
those are expensive stocking stuff for Santa.
I don't know how Santa does it, but yeah,
he's cracking that whip on his army of sleeve elves.
Don't say that to Matt. He'll have a nervous breakdown. He went on like a tirade the other day. I was just poking at him because that's what I do, because Manny was talking about what does Santa do during the year. And for anybody who doesn't know Matt Spaulding, he has a great podcast. What's it called? North Pole Radio.
Yeah,
it takes it really personal if you call elves Santa's slaves. So
I did not know that because I have not been frequent in Discord. So now
you should have seen the Discord the other day.
Oh man, it blew up. Yeah.
Anyway, check out his podcast.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun, and he's interviewed quite a few different ones. And I know he's hoping to get Mick Foley on there, so that'd be pretty cool. I'll listen to that.
Yeah,
Mick Foley seems to be a guy that seems interested, and then he just goes away.
Well,
what it sounds like.
Yeah,
it does seem to happen definitely to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just recorded with Tim Babb on this like bizarre special called Andy Williams and the NBC Kids Search for Santa. I mean, it's weird. It's only available online in like a super chopped up form. So like there's no discernible plot. It skips from like one thing to another.
Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube in three parts.
I think I watched that one night when I was just searching for Christmas specials. And I, if it's what I'm thinking of, it's very weird.
It's very weird. Yeah. But it's got like the Cosby Kids and Punky Brewster and like Carlton and all that. But so what I ended up doing was
that's quite a freaking lineup.
Oh, man, it's crazy. And but Andy Williams doesn't get like permission to get any of these kids to go with him to Finland to search for Santa. It's funny. Anyway, the point is that we were talking about all this stuff and I don't even remember what the point is. Anyway, it was a weird special. Go listen to that episode because I don't remember where I was going with that.
It was so stupid. I can't even remember what it was about.
No, it's just been one of those days. I'm back at work now. I've had 6 weeks off. My brain just isn't working quite as well as it used to. but we are here to talk about Hallmark. That's why I've got the Hallmark Dream Guys here. So before we dive into it, like, what's your history and experience with Hallmark? Like, how far back do you go?
Oh, I go back as far as I can, I guess, remember. Because it was always a tradition for my parents to get us at least one like Hallmark ornament every year. And that tradition has grown and over the years. And then I've taken it and ran with it myself. So I kind of really can't say I remember, you know, Christmas really not, you know, ever getting some kind of ornament from Hallmark. The first one I remember getting is a Garfield ornament with him dressed as Santa in the sleigh and then Odie is the reindeer. And I think it's made out of wood, if I remember correctly. But that's one that still ends up on the tree each and every Christmas.
Nice.
My history growing up, I think we had a couple, not too many. We weren't a household that could really afford Hallmark ornaments, I guess you would say. That we had more pressing things to worry about, like keeping the lights on. But
I understand.
as I got older. I think it was a couple years before marriage. I'd seen a few because I'm a 21-year-old male. I'm not really frequenting Hallmarks that much. But I did kind of see through the window once. I'm like, wow, I forgot about this. So I went in, grabbed a couple, ended up meeting my wife. And just started really collecting after that. First, it was just a couple of first year. And then you get the book and, you know, income increases and things get better, you know, financially. So it's, then you turn into a psychopath that can just afford stupid amounts of ornaments. So you do it. And then you get to Christmas and you're like, how am I going to display all this stuff? So one tree is turned into five plus. And I'm pretty sure I haven't checked. I'm pretty sure I'm over the 500 mark, but wow. I know that there's people out there in the thousands. That's just child's play compared to some of these hardcore collectors. So I do have some from when I was young. I think I got them as gifts from my grandmother or something. I don't know. But as when I got married, it really amped up. So now we're full-fledged Hallmark nutheads.
I'm similar to Todd. I don't remember a time without Hallmark ornaments. You know, I remember them from a very young age. Back when I was growing up, they offered a club. It was Disney Hallmark Ornaments of the Month. It was a subscription service, and you would get one every year, every month throughout the year. So my parents had subscribed to that for me and my sister. And we accumulated so many Disney Hallmark ornaments every year. They have in their house now just a full-on Disney tree. Like, it's pretty awesome. Like CJ, my collection ramped up once I moved out, met my wife, got a place of my own, and has only been increasing every year as income increases and Hallmark keeps putting out excellent content, more and more excellent content every year. I mean, I live in a currently one-bedroom apartment, so I can only display one like big tree. But I have more than enough ornaments for multiple trees. And I have two other trees in storage when I get a house just because I'm on my third tree. Like, so. But yeah, I, there's something else. And they'll come back to me when we start talking.
Okay. So I'm actually a little bit different. So I don't remember in the 80s having any. It wasn't until the 90s that my parents actually started collecting Hallmark ornaments. And of course, they started off with like the Star Wars, the Star Trek, the superheroes, you know, all the geeky stuff that I'm into. That's like how I started, you know, knowing about him. But then it was like, okay, no, I want to put up, you know, this Captain America that you have. No, I want to put up this Batman. No, I, you know, we'd get into the arguments and fights. And so eventually when I moved out, I was like, all right, I need to start getting some of these. And so then I started collecting them so that I could have them. But I mostly stick with like that kind of figure. So I don't have a lot of the, or at least I didn't buy personally a lot of those like cutesy ones, you know, that you'll see the penguins and the snowmen or whatever. And my wife is the one that really enjoys
Jerry's
that
a man.
Kind of. What's that?
Jerry's a man. He doesn't need a cutesy ornament.
I don't need them cutesy ornaments, boy.
That's why you're not a dream guy, Jerry.
Yeah. That's exactly why I'm not a dream guy.
You're not dream guy material.
No. I'm definitely just comic book guy. So that's like what I gravitate to anyways. And so I have those, and I fill out the rest of my tree normally with, you know, some of the ornaments that we've inherited from grandparents and parents and such. So, but yeah, I mean, I've always liked them. I thought the sculpts have only improved every single year. Like, you know, you look at those, the first Batman one that they had, and you compare it with like the ones they have now, and it's night and day. They've just improved every single time with the quality of their sculpting, and I really enjoy them. I like them. Of course, I have, you know, the Superman, the Thor, the Green Lanterns, all those. And
there's still some rare misses when it comes to molds. Like,
that's true.
The recent Black Widow one, the Aquaman. There's been a few that have just really been abysmal, and people don't buy them because if it's not quality, nobody's going to put up the money.
I do wonder if they're. I do wonder in terms of that stuff, like, if some are lesser quality than others, depending on the rights issue for the actor's face or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, maybe.
Could be, yeah.
I remember, Jerry, real quick, I remember I was going to say, you, and actually you provided a good segue. So you said there would be arguments over who put what on the tree.
Right.
And things like that. Me and my sister are very different people. I'm the sentimental one. My sister is like cold, hard cash. So we have the deal that when my parents go, she wants all the stuff worth money in the house. She said, you can keep all the Christmas crap. And I'll take the baby grand piano and the paintings and everything that will actually make some money. So I'll get all my ornaments I loved growing up.
Nice. It's funny because when I was little, like when I was born, my aunt painted, like hand painted these peanuts ornaments. So I have a ton of like these wooden peanuts ornaments, but while they're technically mine because she bought them for me, like we've had them growing up all our life. I mean, I can't take them all. So we're going to have to like divvy them up and really figure it all out. And I'm not looking forward to that day, you know, for multiple reasons, but least of all, because it's going to be hard to like decide which, you know, which ornament goes with us and which one goes with my brothers. So I'm not really looking forward to that, but at least regarding some of these, like I like Captain America, my other brothers don't, so I'll probably get that one. So there's at least that. That's a plus.
Yeah, you may have to do something like, besides the obvious ones like that, you know, just take turns, like lay them all out. You pick, he picks, you pick, he picks, you know?
Yeah, we probably will.
There's like three Christmas things my sister wants, and I'm good with that.
Me and you lucked out, Todd.
I was lucky in that sense, too. My grandmother left. I mean, she didn't have a whole lot to give. She had some stuff to leave us, whether it be financial or... But they're like, what do you want? And only really things I really wanted that were sentimental, I think the glasses she wore every day, and then just some of the stuff she put out for Christmas. So I have some of my grandma's Christmas decor, which is super tacky, but... whatever, Christmas is tacky, like I always say. Damn. And I have it sprinkled in with all my other stuff, so it's nice. You have a piece of, you know, a family member with you every Christmas, so it's fun.
It's awesome. So Hallmark, and I'm going to do a hard seg here, but it started in 1910 by J.C. Hall, and he essentially, they started as a greeting card company, of course. Eventually, he dropped out of high school. The postcards weren't doing so well, so they moved to Kansas City, Missouri, and from there the business really started booming. And by 1915, they had a fire which kind of like wiped out all their inventory. So they started over, he and his brothers. And in 1921, all the brothers together decided they were going to pool and really go into the greeting cards hardcore. So that by 23, they formed the Hall Brothers.
Now, that sounds like a Christmas movie in the making right there. Lose everything. Right? In a fire,
oh, no, all our inventory's gone.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Someone call Tyler Haynes right now.
Right. The cool thing is they were like really smart about it. So like they would take out ads in like ladies magazines about like these special cards. And so in 1928, they decided to change their name to Hallmark, because not only was a Hallmark like a sign of quality, like for metal workers and things like that, but also it, you know, their last name was Hall. So it kind of worked out. So super successful. I mean, in 73, that's when they began doing their keepsake ornaments. Now, it started off, I believe, as just like a dozen baubles and like six stuffed ornaments. And then from there, it just really exploded. They've got like their finger in just about all sorts of honey jars. I mean, they bought Crayola in 1984. I mean, they own like Rainbow Bright. They own Zubily Zoo. I mean, these guys, they own like all sorts of like crazy, crazy things. Of course, Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Shirt Tales. I don't know if you guys remember Shirt Tales. They own that as well. And we'll see. We'll be talking about Shirt Tales in a bit. And I mean, they just, they have all this cool stuff that they can just capitalize on. So now we have the dream books that are like 100 pages or so. And we'll be talking about one that's only like 16 pages or less.
Well, now they can, like, they don't even have to own anything to borrow the rights.
Right, right. They just license it out.
To CJ's point, whatever they need to do to get the rights to some,
dude, I'd buy the heck out of that stuff.
Like, they need to bend over backwards, yep, to do that.
There must be some kind of hang up, because it would definitely be out by now. There's just got to be some issue.
Well, I know as far as characters, yeah, because it's based on an actual person, you do need the, like, their permission to do it. But if they wanted to just do like a cartoon version of it, like say the one in the, based on the book that they released,
like they, yeah, like with, they the did elf. With Elf,
yeah, they could like do that. Do so I don't know if it's at that point.
Yeah. Well, the first ornament was a pretty good likeness to Will Ferrell.
It was, yeah. I thought they did pretty good.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. There is Home Alone licensed merchandise. There's not a lot, but there is some.
So it's very weird that Hallmark wouldn't cash in on that, because I think it would be a bestseller. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's because it was Fox for so long.
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, now that
Disney, I'm going to email somebody at Hallmark maybe. And just ask. Yeah.
Because we know that Disney lends out their stuff all the time.
Right. Hallmark, so it's a possibility.
Yeah, because they didn't really have any Die Hard either, and that was Fox. Right.
So, I just can't wait for them to announce the Home Alone ornaments, and then everyone gets excited and they piss people off by releasing the Home Sweet Home Alone ornaments.
or I think the cartoon would have the same reaction. I think they got to go with
I think you're
real
right.
likeness.
Yeah.
Right off
yeah.
the bat.
I mean, CJ, I think, was it? I think I'm pretty sure CJ had the best idea. Make one of those ones where you put the light in the back of Marv's head and his skeleton lights up.
Oh, yeah. Home Alone 2? Cool. That would be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Or
there's so many ways they can go. They can go like old
or
man
Harry with the blowtorch head.
Yeah, just so many. You could even do like the Predator van, like with both Harry and Marv in it, and just so many. Them being like, you could do like the Chicken Man.
That's still my favorite line in Home Alone.
Why are you dressed like a chicken?
No, not that one. When they're in the van and it's like, something's up with this kid. Why is he running away from us? Well, maybe because you're chasing him in a Predator's van.
And you're strangers. Creepy looking dudes in a van chasing him.
My favorite line is when he's like, yeah, kids are scared of the dark. I think they call it like a malaprop in movies when they purposely or they're writing in the incorrect saying for like, I don't know. It's just funny to me.
Oh man, I love Home Alone. But yeah, that would kill. I mean, there are a lot of properties that you would expect that they would capitalize on. Now, in the 80s, of course, there's still the selection was pretty darn limited there. So there's very few things that they actually licensed out. Most of them are like baubles, I noticed in this book. Because we're going to be talking specifically 1984, and then hopefully we'll catch the other years later on.
Sorry, I just wanted to add something. One thing that I do like about this, and we'll get into it, is a lot of it is very Christmas themed. Obviously, it's ornaments, but these days I find myself so guilty of buying a lot of the Disney, and then they get on the tree and it's like, it doesn't feel like Christmas. You know what I mean? So I do make a concerted effort every year to attempt to get at least 20 to 25% of Christmassy type ornaments that actually represent Christmas. And what I like about this is a lot of it is just very Christmassy. There's not a lot of off themes. You know what I mean?
That may be true, but there are some ornaments in here that are the stuff of nightmares. If you're getting to.
I can't think of one.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the baubles, my first time looking through this, I was like, oh, it's just a bunch of round ornaments and wasn't like that exciting. But as I kind of went through the third and fourth time, I kind of start digging them. I was like, yeah, it's very nostalgic. I kind of do that again.
It really is. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. 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 It's just, I was really digging it. I was like, dang, those are a lot cooler than at first.
So I was going to mention own one of these.
I thought they would be.
You do?
When we get to
we'll get into it. Once we pass it, you got to tell us which one it is.
My parents own one of these on their tree.
I own one out of this book as well.
Oh, nice. So we get the cover, and it's, you know, nowadays the covers, it's like full page. It's it's like a big, beautifully, you know, photographed, you know, studio quality picture. And this is just like mostly red with one ornament. And it just says like keepsake ornament.
Well, let's point out the tree in this picture too, because
a treasure of one of a kind keepsakes.
Usually it's a gorgeous tree on the front of the books nowadays. You can see the lights and the garland here. You wouldn't even know that's a Christmas tree, the ornament's hanging on.
No, it really could
this
be.
Is not that could a just be a tree. That's not a balsam hill tree, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
That's right, yeah. Not Newman, not Balsam Hill, not even Regency. It's definitely a plasticky.
Blue light special. 84, it's a blue light special. Oh, yeah.
We probably had one of those in 84.
It's a great ornament on the cover, though. Man. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, for us, man, we did not have a tree up till Christmas Eve because we were going to get those Christmas Eve specials on the real trees. We were getting the bare minimum, man. So it was
the funny cool thing tradition. Is, though, that's like super traditional. That's like what they used to do.
Yeah.
So
now I couldn't imagine not having a tree up till Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know.
I need to enjoy it. I need to just bask in it.
Well, what do they say? People that put their trees up earlier are happier. So.
I don't know. I put my trees up pretty early, and I'm pretty miserable.
Yeah,
I'm just saying what they say.
I'm one of those people that put up all their stuff early, and by beginning of December, I'm like, okay, I want my space back. Because I just put up too much.
Yeah. My wife corrals me, so I'm pretty set. I don't have a lot of leeway there. Oh, man. So this first page, there's like nine or 10 ornaments here. Are there any that just like stand out to you right away?
Well, the elfin artist one stands out to me for different reasons. It's the elf hanging off the bell. The Christmas 84, I guess you would call the font of it, kind of gives me Nightmare on Elm Street vibes.
I was thinking the same thing.
Really?
It also has that same font as that new Netflix movie Fear Street or whatever.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to get it as a horror ornament.
Kind of similar to... Gary, it's kind of similar to your Totally in your logo, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I picked, Christmas. You know, 80s, 80s style font, so...
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the wooden lamb and the clothespin soldier. I like the little wooden, old-fashioned wooden ones like that.
Yeah. At first, I thought that lamb was made out of pancakes, though. That's like I'm just doing pancakes for, but then I read the description.
Like pancakes just stacked
sideways.
And on this page, we have a early series heavyweight here in Frosty Friends, fifth in the series. They're all the way up now to 40, I think. Yes. Or whatever it is, and Yeah, that's a series heavyweight. I've never been a big, fan. I'll get them once in a while, but yeah, that's a
wonder what that would. I wonder what that one retails for. You know,
I don't know. Look for you right now. You guys just continue to talk.
While CJ's looking, I do want to point out another series here, the 12 Days of Christmas first in series, because now they've had, like, they've done this series over and over again. Now they're doing the, like, an actual Partridge, like, actual, like, they're not glass imprinted ornaments.
Oh,
like,
right,
Partridge,
right.
Two turtle doves, you know, the wooden, like, ceramic type ornaments.
I wonder if these, and I'm wondering if that's acrylic. I think it might be acrylic rather than glass, but who knows? In the 80s, it could be glass. I mean, honestly.
Any guesses what it's worth? I have it.
I gotta say $100.
You found the price? What was it?
Guesses first.
Oh.
$55. Okay. What about you, Jer?
I'm thinking it's probably, I don't know if inflation has hit it, so I'm gonna go with something lower. I think it's closer to like $18.95.
I'm gonna go $55.50. I'm Price is writing it.
$69. Tony Montana takes it.
That's Tony Nayak.
Yeah, Tony Nayak. Tony almost New York.
Whoa.
It's gonna burn him deep for the next 10 minutes.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good for.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Another one that I really like on here is the 12th in series, the Betsy Clark. I don't know. I just love these old style bulbs with, you know, just a little artwork on them. It just reminds me of old Christmas.
it's cute little artwork.
Angela from The Office, and I get weirded out by Toby from The Office, and I get weirded out by kids doing things on posters.
That was Oscar who got mad.
Oh yeah,
like, right. I find it more offensive than hardcore porn.
Yeah, the Betsy Clark's okay. It's just a little too close to the Precious Moments for me.
It's definitely true. Precious Moments ish.
This is probably a Precious Moments heyday.
Oh, and we have the first in series Victorian dollhouse here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a really gorgeous ornament.
Yeah. Speaking of Home Alone.
It's very quaint. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of get that vibe.
It's very quaint.
I actually, so I have this Norman Rockwell ornament here. I got it as part of the set, like the whole series, like from 80 through 89 off eBay like a couple of years ago. It's actually kind of cool. It's a cameo. So it's like round. Of course, it's blue. It's got the little trim. And then it's almost, it's plastic, but it's supposed to be like an ivory sculpted kind of piece there in the middle. But it's pretty neat.
That is nice.
And so the kids fight over who gets to put up which one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Anthony's house, his sister doesn't care. She just wants all the stuff that's worth
it. She just wants that cold, hard cash.
Put up whatever ornaments you want. Yeah. I'm taking that Mona Lisa.
I'll give you
there's one. No way he's got a Mona Lisa. Maybe a Chagall. Oh man.
So should we go to the next page?
Yeah, let's move on.
So the next page, there are a few here. My parents don't have this Thimble Angel, but they have a few in that series. They don't have that specific one though. They do have this rocking horse though.
Oh really?
This actual one?
Yep, this actual one.
Oh wow.
Yep, still in good condition on the tree. Colors you want a little to check worn what it's out worth? Now, but yeah.
I'm going to open up a separate page.
Maybe here. Jokes on my sister and I get the money bags here.
I don't know. So far, grand piano is outweighing.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Yep. I kind of like that cinnamon bear.
Yeah, oh, me too.
It's holding a little bell with the red bow on it. It's just, it feels very Christmassy to me.
I do wonder why he's sticking his little tush out though.
That just does not look natural. Tush is not what I see in that profile.
Anthony's gonna be raking in the cash with this ornament.
Oh, what is
how much that? Is it?
You could probably get yourself a new ornament, $29.95.
Rock fucking horse.
There are some that are worth a lot more. Like, I do have a few newer ones because my daughter Carmela loves them. She just absolutely adores them. But this friggin' this Santa deliveries, man, I love it. This
yeah,
is
that's a cool one. I really like that one.
I think this might be in my top three. I don't know. We'll see as we go through, but that one's amazing. I do love the, what would that be, an angel there? I love anything.
I think it's supposed to be,
yeah. I like everything religious when it comes to Christmas trees. One, it just, I mean, obviously it's a big part of Christmas, but it also looks fantastic on a tree a lot of the time.
So you're talking about that the limited edition porcelain angel?
Yes, sir. With the little bells on it, yeah.
Hand painted, holds a chain of brass bells.
And then we got the twerking cinnamon bear.
Only 24,000 pieces made of that one. Wow.
Wow.
Are they? Cool. I wonder, like, how much they make out of these new ones? Because there's so many more stores now. There's so many more items. I mean, 24,000 sounds like a lot, but it's got to be way more than that, right? Like for some of the more popular ones.
I think
ones?
It all depends. Yeah. I think they go on with like, I wouldn't call them algorithms, but I'm sure that they know what sells and what doesn't sell. Because sometimes I think they're way off, because there'll be something they think is going to sell like crazy, like a couple years ago with all the Frozen ones, because there was that big boom. And then they were just left with like a crap load of Anna's and Elsa's and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's one thing I wish Hallmark would take out of like the Funko Pop game, is come up with some more limited editions.
Yes.
And sometimes Funko goes ridiculous and does like a limited edition of just like 10, which is stupid. But a lot of times they'll do like 3,000, 5,000, which is if you're, you know, if you want it bad enough, you can get it pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah. But then it still has that, you know, this is only one of 5,000 kind of thing to it, which is
I nice. Would love it numbered. You know, when there's limited edition ones.
Yeah.
It would take some time, but I at least number the boxes at least or something. I would just like to know how many there is out there.
I have
it'd probably ruin the mystique edition. Of it when you know it's like 100,000 or something.
I have a limited edition numbered Alex Ross Superman with the Metropolis Christmas tree coming down.
Oh, nice. Like wow. That's a classic one there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There was somebody recently selling the armored Batman from Batman versus Superman. It was the San Diego Comic-Con special edition. It was like 20 bucks on Kijiji. I was like, scooped. You know, you guys don't have Kijiji, do you? You guys don't know.
No, we don't.
Kijiji's like Craigslist. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not like a Canadian version.
Yeah. It's not an ornament, but 1 year for Christmas, I got my dad this like 8-inch statue. My dad served in the army, and it was a 8-inch statue of the soldier in his formal dress for the army.
Oh wow!
And nice. He was just loved it, and they collects like model cannons and stuff. So he put it with that, and he looked on the bottom, and it was one of 3,000. He got number one of it. And it
was like, holy cow. The very first one. That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on to the next page here.
Okay, and this next page, Stuff of Nightmares. This
the holiday jester is jester creepy.
With movable arms and legs.
I thought you'd like that, Anthony. It seemed like your speed right there.
Yeah. creepy and
right
weird.
Up your alley.
Yeah.
Nope. If this is hanging on my tree, I'd be...
That's just another day in New York, isn't it?
6 or 7 years ago, at the store where I worked, before I worked there, like whenever I was having a crummy day, I'd like go to that store and just walk around. But I remember one year, about 6 or 7 years ago, they had like a whole Harlequin kind of theme on one of their trees. And there was a bunch of these kind of like jesters and elves and gnomes and things like that, but dressed like these, you know, with the bells, and it was just creepy as all heck. And I would just walk around like, yeah, I don't want to pass through that area because they're going to come alive and like eat me, eat my face off or something. So,
yeah.
One of the I get what you're really saying with this on, one. Yeah.
One of the really ornaments I really like on here, and I can see people just hating it, but it's that White Christmas Melody one.
Yeah, that one calls out too.
It has the nice little artwork of a little Christmas town, and it just looks like something that would look. I'm actually going to look this up after and see if I can purchase it.
I really like that 12 Days of Christmas.
I was going to say,
looking dreidel.
I like dreidel? That too. That one that stood up every time I looked at it too, Anthony. It's just I don't like the song very much, but that ornament's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny because nowadays everything like lights and sounds. You know, there's and now it's most of these are just the sound. So it's just funny to me. Mm-hmm. But
that flip book would be interesting to see in action too.
Oh yeah.
The Night Before Christmas one. It's a 30 page flip book.
Yeah. Wow.
That is cool.
Now, how does that work?
That is cool.
I mean, I know
I'm sure there's a little thing works, on the side like that you can turn.
Yeah.
Or the back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
And it comes with a stand.
Oh yeah. Well, you need the stand, I guess, if you're going to flip it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And of course, that holiday Starburst silver, Starburst blown glass. It looks ridiculous, but that's Christmas right there.
Dude. Yeah.
It's super Christmassy. Yeah.
It's a reflector, and that's all I need to know.
We actually have something like this at the store, but like a large, oversized version, like 36 inch version.
Yeah. What do you charge for shipping, Jerry? Just for a friend.
On that, it'd probably be expensive.
Yeah. On some, because it's a resin. So it's like super delicate. And so, shipping would be like ridiculous.
Probably be better off driving out to Texas.
Yeah. I was about to say, just come visit.
Hey, yeah. I'll hit the Whataburger while I'm there and everything will be happy.
Heck yeah, a Whataburger. Oh man, yeah. I think on that page, I think my favorite is definitely just that White Christmas one.
It stands out the most to me here. Mm-hmm. And then you got the classic Christmas, the classic Hallmark Christmas ornament in the Gift of Christmas melody, the jingle bells with the elf there. Like that just screams Hallmark ornament. They still make ones that look just like that too. So
yeah, they do.
Can we each like send Matt an elf ornament this year?
Instead, like when we send it to him, get like an inscription on the front of its belly that says slave number one, slave number two. Or just Matt's elf slave or something like that. He'd hate us. He would leave forever.
Oh man. Poor guy. He'd be so upset.
Nah, he's a great guy.
He is. He's a super cool guy. I'm good with that page.
Speaking of so upset, the next page here, another terrifying ornament, Amanda, the hand painted porcelain.
that one looks like some sort of horror movie doll.
Legit looks like something that's.
I thought you liked those movies, Anthony.
I'm like watching them from the safety of my living room. I don't like having one of the haunted objects on my tree.
She looks like something that would have a magic feature that says, make sure you eat your vegetables.
Demonic cabbage patch.
I actually really like, though, on this page, the hand-embroidered stocking right next to her.
Oh, yeah.
That looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually like the heart above it too.
Yeah,
yeah. I like the Santa one at the top. I like that. It has a kind of almost like that Scandinavian styling to it.
So, I really like the Santa sulky driver, the etched brass. I don't know. I'm always a sucker for those kind of ornaments.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have something similar we inherited from my wife's grandma, but not quite as full. But those are pretty neat. I like them. And those store are really nice too.
they kind of look like ornaments I had when I was young. So my sister had one, I had one, and then my brother ended up getting one. And they were like this brass, this gold look, very thin. Mine was a train. I think my sister had the birth of Christ, I guess, Christ in a manger style one. And I forget what my brother's was, but they were just like this. So it was, I think every family has those like your ornaments, like. Everybody has a special one, I think. So those were ours. It kind of reminds me of that. That's why I picked that one.
Nice. And
then you got this weird-looking Uncle Sam. Like, what is that about, guys? Like, come on. Get your lives together. What the hell is the Uncle Sam deal? We want you to buy this ornament.
Yeah. His hair's like extra poofy on the side.
I was thinking that, too.
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
I don't mind a good Uncle Sam, but like trim it up, guy. Like, go to the barber.
You should get sponsored by Manscaped and tell this guy to figure out his hair.
Hey, trim Manscaped it up, bro. Has the best products ever. That's all I'm gonna say.
Maybe that's crazy Uncle Sam there. Yeah.
Drunk Uncle Sam.
Yeah, the one who shows up, shows up to Christmas Eve drunk, sits at the table.
It's, it's on his niece.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. The next page, though, I think has my favorites.
Listen. The next page is reminiscent of every dream book that still exists today.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the roots of current Hallmark dream books right here.
Sure. I think you're right. Yeah. This is where they got all their normal stuff. The Snoopy with the Woodstock, the skiing, that's actually like really cool.
That was cool. Very nice.
Doesn't the dream book this year have a variation of that? It's the two of them skiing, I'm pretty sure. One of the ornaments this year.
I cannot remember. I don't remember. Look too much at the Snoopy and the whatever the hell you call them, the Charlie gang. Although
Peanuts.
Although I always give kudos to Todd last year. He called it that the Charlie Brown limited edition ornament would be one of the hottest, and it was. That's my favorite ornament from last year. Tangled in Lights, or what was it called, Todd? Do you remember the name of it?
Tangled Up, I think.
Yeah, all tangled
up. Oh, I think we have that one. I think that's one of the ones we got.
Just gorgeous. Blew me away. I got the Snoopy with it. I never buy those ones. So
this is like their, this page is like their licensed products page, you know.
Yeah. Like, I love that old school Disney
all their IPs.
Yeah, I like all those baubles on there. Yeah, the Courier, I do too. Ives, yeah. Norman Rockwell has, you know, basically
the Muppets, Miss Piggy.
I love that Miss Piggy because that same
I do type too.
Art style just reminds me of like the late 80s, early 90s. Like I don't remember what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I had something that. Because that it was just so synonymous, that style of art or the cartoon style they used. I don't know why it just makes me feel like a kid again. I like that, and I love the Goofy. I always love me a good Goof.
Yeah, it's the whole gang there.
Yeah, I like that shirt tails one because you could see the strings of that covering of that they used to.
Oh, yeah, the thread. You know, yeah,
the thread and stuff.
Well, same with that Peanuts one up there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It's just. Yeah, they just
nostalgic right there.
Jesus, take me back, all of them, even the kids.
Wait, the did top. You just say Jesus, take me back?
Yeah, no, he said these just take.
Oh, these just take me back. Yeah.
That's his new catchphrase. You didn't know?
Yeah.
So, Anthony, should I do my impression of Goofy now?
Do your impression of Goofy.
I am getting over a cold, so let's see how we do. Ready? Merry Christmas, Max.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
Listen, Max, I love you, Max. Let's go. Merry Christmas, Max.
It's definitely better than these creepy kid ornaments here.
I do. It's very plain, and like I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it, but that Courier and is it pronounced Courier and Ives?
Courier knives.
It's a classic little winter scene, but it's cute.
It's one of their picture.
If it was on sale somewhere for $2, I'd grab it and throw it on the tree just for the story. But
can I give a tip to everybody?
Yeah,
of course. All Courier and Ives prints are now free of copyright because they're so old. So if you wanted to download copies and make your own things with them, you can. Just saying.
Cool.
Todd's got He's got it all figured out. He knows all the loopholes now.
So when he changes his logo to include some Courier and Ives artwork next season on the show,
we'll know why.
Don't mess with the logo. You added a few things, I think, and it looks perfect. I like this little background you got here.
Thank you.
And then you got Jerry.
I do too. Yeah, the frame.
For people who are listening, we all see each other, but it almost looks like Todd is in a Christmas card, and it almost looks like Jerry is inside of an acid trip. In the 80s.
Wait, I'm not.
No, but it's really cool.
Oh, man.
No, I always joke with them. It reminds me of a symbol for an Italian festa. Because it's heavy on the red, white, and green.
I'll take it. As long as it makes you think of Christmas, I'll take it.
Heck yeah.
I was just going to say, I thought the triangle was for the Illuminati.
Oh, jeez.
No, just a crazy 80s neon tree.
I really like a lot of the ornaments on the next page. This is another one my parents have, the snowy seal.
Really?
Oh wow,
that exact snowy seal.
Don't bring it to Canada.
Okay.
See, I could see my youngest wanting the three kittens. She's like all into kittens right now and cats.
I love the owl.
Yeah, I like the owl too. But didn't the three cats, did they make one very, very similar to that last year?
Yeah, they did one. They did one with the cat, the one? Dog, the
Yeah, it was different and pets. And then I think this year they're going to be doing, I think this year it's different. I want to say like candy canes or something. I don't know. But yeah, they had a really good one. They had an original one. Then they did a repaint if you purchase a certain amount of ornaments in October. So not, I think the original one was red, and then they did a green one, I believe. I might have that mixed up though.
The raccoon holding the candy cane is interesting. That's an interesting choice.
I love raccoons, so I would totally buy that. But I was about to say, if I could find these all for cheap, I'd buy every single one. I love the animal ornaments Hallmark puts out.
See, I'm different. I don't really care for anything on this page.
Me too. That's how I am.
The polar bear drummer is pretty cute, but that's the only one like that really sticks out to me.
I would definitely buy the napping mouse because my parents used to collect the mice ornaments. But for mice are big at Christmas. Hallmark used to, they used to be huge at Christmas, and they have a bunch of like mice ornaments on there.
Not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse.
But see, these
I don't know. Say maybe that's why.
Yeah, these still look like the same artist. I can't think of her name right now, but they're so similar to what she does now. She does all the cozy creatures and stuff.
Yeah. Mina. I can't think of her name either.
Maybe.
It's actually funny you bring that up. I used to see and hear about people like, oh, they're going to get their like Hallmark ornaments signed by the original artist. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like, who cares? And now I'm like, yeah, I would totally do that. Actual ornament, please.
What's the owl holding?
The stocking. It's a.
Stocking?
It's a bird.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, it's a bird foot stocking. Clever.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Okay, yeah, that's cute. Let's go to the next page here because I actually like a lot.
Yeah,
of
I'm ready. The next one. I think on this one,
the next page.
That I love 1984. The alpine
elf. I love the Santa mouse. I don't know what it is. I absolutely love that peppermint 1984. I wish it was 1985. I would get it because that's the year I was born.
Yeah.
1984 is the year my wife was born. So if I can maybe find that one, put in her stocking. Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't know.
Oh my. What does it say on
that? The fortune cookie elf is
May
the
your
one
Christmas
that Todd,
be merry. Yeah.
Todd used in one of his Two Truths and a Lie, I think.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I love it.
That's awesome.
And look at it. Look at his ornament compared to the one here. The paint on it is more pronounced over the side than the actual one. I like that.
It's the classic. It looks better in real life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What does it say?
I love that ornament.
It says
Christmas ornament, Anthony.
It says may your Christmas be merry.
Okay, cool.
I have no idea.
What does an elf have to do with a fortune cookie, though?
I have no idea.
Is the elf at least like of
OG Bucks for it?
I was about to say, is the elf at least of Asian descent?
I like that.
I know. I was it's actually right.
Is it really?
Let's not get off track.
Actually, it you could say that. He kind of has the kind of like the. I don't know if
say it. Say it.
No. Yeah. That Santa's, though, he's odd. It's like a star, but like painted like Santa. But it just looks like unnatural.
It's like he's on a torture rack and somebody's like, you know, like pulling him apart.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? it's odd. Yeah.
I think that cuckoo clock is beautiful, though. Like the wood carved cuckoo clock.
Yeah, it's very detailed. Yeah,
for something so small.
Is that like the ghost of Christmas present, or is that like Santa up on the top, the face of that cuckoo clock?
I think it's just kind of like leaves all together, like almost like a foresty wooden kind of sculpture, like, you know. No. And then it just
it is Santa, but when you zoom in, there's a face and it looks like it could either be Santa or maybe a
it's
Christmas
Santa.
Present.
It's definitely Santa on the top there. Gotcha. And then there, under it is an actual like little reindeer in the square part.
Oh, yeah. So
they call this one like Foresty Santa or something. I don't know.
Huh.
If you get that 1984 ornament, let me know because I love it.
It's super cool. Yeah. Oh, man. I do like the penguin on the next page and the dog with the frisbee in his mouth.
I like the roller skating rabbit because it's more, what's more 80s than roller skating at the rink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the penguin's cool. Yeah. And I, again, I'm a sucker for the animals, so I would totally buy that Frisbee puppy.
So the marathon Santa, the mountain climbing Santa, and the snowmobile Santa actually remind me of some ornaments that we have. They're felt, but they're about 3 inches tall, but they're like Santa. One's on roller skates, one's on like the skis, one's on a sled, and I mean they kind of remind me of that same style, even though they're not affiliated at all whatsoever.
Was 84 an Olympics year?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
Los Angeles.
That's probably why.
That's when Russia boycotted us.
That's probably why he's running with the torch Olympics. Right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I do like the reindeer racetrack because it kind of reminds me of the Laugh Olympics intro.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So on the next page, it's more like that baby's first Christmas stuff.
It's always the stuff you skip in the Hallmark.
Yeah, same. None of us have any babies. I think we can pass over.
A bear on the sled's pretty cute.
Yeah. They reused the musical foundation from the White Christmas one on Baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next page is another similar one, like child.
Oh, yeah.
But the Winnie the Pooh ornament's kind of cute. That wasn't like a second Christmas, and that was just a Winnie the Pooh nostalgic ornament. I totally get that.
I would totally.
Yeah, so would I.
The bald granddaughter one is pretty cool.
Like, yes, I would buy that right now if I saw it. I love that thing.
Yeah, it just
the granddaughter screams. One?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It just screamed Christmas. Yeah. Like everything about it. It would just fit right in on a classic tree.
Well, yeah, the grandson really one right above it, the polar bears at the Coke. That's, I mean, how much more Christmas can you get than that?
How much 80s can you get than that?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it is with the Coke. Yeah, if it wasn't baby's second Christmas, I'd totally get that Pooh Bear one.
What the heck?
My oldest loves Pooh Bear. Like, that was her jam for years and years.
I'm really
growing out of it.
Like, they were really targeting the grandmothers and grandfathers here. Baby's second Christmas. But wait, there's more. Child's third Christmas.
Child's third Christmas.
We mentioned our Patreon episode. I still buy all the Eeyore ornaments over here, cherries.
My mom told me last year Child's 44th Christmas was really hard to find.
So. She just started making them.
We should totally make them.
We know what to get Todd for Christmas.
On the next page, the mother
be 45 this year.
Ornament.
The mother and dad one is nice. Yeah, it's a bell.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is nice.
What?
Merry Christmas underneath there for the sun is pretty cool.
Looks like something I'd make in grade one.
I mean, if from a kid to their, for a kid's ornament, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That gives me Schoolhouse Rock vibes.
The tea is a Santa coming out of a chimney. What are the others? I mean, some of them look like wreaths with bows, but what are some of those others?
The Y looks like a Jack in the Box coming out, like a jester coming out of the Jack in the Box
thing. Oh, and I think the M is like two toy soldiers or something.
Yeah.
Or no, the H is like two toy soldiers. I don't know. It's just interesting. Yeah.
I think the M is like, I don't know, this is me guessing, but it looks like elves standing on top of each other to create a letter. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, I think you could be right. Huh.
Man, whoever the elves work for, they need to form a union and boycott this employer because he treats them awful.
I think the R might be a bunch of cookies.
Some sort of what did uprising. You say the H was, Jerry?
I think the H is two tin soldiers or something.
Yeah, I think they're like, I guess you call them tin soldiers, not nutcrackers or whatever, right? Yeah, because you're right. I don't know what the S is. What is that S? It looks like a centipede.
The eye is a melting.
That's what I thought. I was like, what is that? Except like a worm from Dune.
All right, I'm going to look this ornament up. I've had enough. The eye is a 1984 sun.
The eye is a 1984
sun. That's all it says, sun.
Yeah.
Looking it up now.
Oh.
Well, while you're doing that, I want to go on to the next page. So on this one, I kind of like the from our home to yours. Yeah, that one's my favorite there.
This picture is not much better.
The babysitter one too.
There's a babysitter ornament.
Such a creep, Anthony.
No, but look at that. That's a beautiful Christmas scene on there.
Yeah.
It is. That's a weird thing to, like, you know, I got you.
It was popular back then. Babysitters, like.
Yeah, the Babysitters Club was huge.
Well, Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just shotgunning, seeing what would stick, you know.
I think so. 10 years together, 25 years together. That's cool.
Hey, Hallmark, if you're listening, next year's dream book, have a podcaster ornament. So we have one to send all of our Christmas podcast work.
We should.
What you should do is release the Hallmark.
30 of them.
What you should do is release our Hallmarks on the actual Tis the Podcast. So nobody has to have a Patreon because more people would listen to it, or we'll do it on Todd's. Just so they might hear it, and who knows, we might get picked up as the Hallmark dream guys, and we would just, you know, review that stuff every year, and we would cater to all the guys that buy ornaments, which is like 5%.
But you'd hit that niche.
We'd be labeled as the Hallmark dream guys, and the women would be like, oh my god, guys that like ornaments, I hope they're handsome. They would see pictures of us, they'd be like, oh shucks, like, come on, man.
They're the typical chubby bearded guys who hide behind a microphone, all three.
Yeah, pretty much. Learn to deal with it, baby. You can't win every day.
that's what makes the name so great, the dream guys.
That 10 years together ornament, my parents don't have that one, but they have a very similar white bell with a very similar blue type design like that. Like, it's just a very similar.
The blue is actually a nice contrast. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the friendship one's interesting because there's like a, like carolers with like a brass band or something. But again, yeah.
What is the gift of friendship? Why is she bending over like that?
Gee whiz, Anthony, grow up.
I think she's pouring water or milk for the cat or something. Yeah,
okay.
What's wrong with you?
No, it's just that, it's just like that bear twerking five pages of. It's just weird positioning.
Twerking bear. Twerking cinnamon bear. You know, Christmas just isn't Christmas without a twerking cinnamon bear.
If I had a nickel every time I said that, I'd have a nickel.
Exactly.
On the next page, you have another borrowing, I guess, of the Christmas one, except it's silver.
Ooh.
Changed it up.
What Mara's is Mara's theme?
I have no
idea. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
You got another creepy clown in the love ornament.
Yeah.
It looks like something Dr. Harley Quinzel would give to the Joker.
Right? It's very Pagliacci.
Yeah, this was very kind of a thing in the 80s. I remember people having like these kind of looking clown like decorative pieces in their house.
I like that first Christmas together right above it with the two turtle doves.
That one's cute. Yeah.
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 We get another cameo of a first Christmas together.
Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago.
Whatever that is.
Oh yeah. The romantic strains of Mara's theme. That's okay.
That's the first Christmas one?
Does that mean Dr. Zhivago is a Christmas movie?
That means Dr. Zhivago is a Christmas movie now.
That's enough for Todd.
By association. Let's go on to the next page.
Again, the musical angel. My parents did not have that one, but that was they all looked the same. Those angels, like from the 80s.
Yeah, they really do.
They have a bunch that look like that.
I love that Christmas prayer one, the blue one.
Oh,
yeah, so that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of ornaments that have that similar kind of look and feel.
I like
to them,
a savior. Well,
the Savior is Born is really nice too.
That's gorgeous. I would if I saw that one on eBay or something at a decent price, I'd probably get that one.
Yeah, I have a feeling some of us are going to be doing some searching after this.
Jerry, I do have to point out, thanks for sending us the British edition of this book or the Canadian edition or something, because it has the U in Savior.
Oh,
it's probably
yeah.
Canadian. Cool.
Well, this was Todd sent it to me first. I just resent it. It's from this one website that's got a bunch. Yeah.
It's the only website I can find that had any archived.
No, it works. Books. Thank you, man.
Madonna and Child.
What is
another cameo there with the Peace on Earth?
Yeah, in the Peace on Earth, what's the angel holding?
A lyre.
Okay.
Like a harp, you know.
Harp.
I like how it says start your Christmas shopping list. And like nowadays it's all, you know, they're all printed out and you just check it out and, you know, you just put a little check mark or whatever. And this is just blank lines for you to write them in. You got to write it all.
But I do like it. On the next page, even back then, they were pushing keep the ornaments throughout the house, not just on the tree.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna have to do this year. I'm gonna have to display it in certain areas and get crafty.
I mean, you could always put them in like wreaths or something, or garland.
That's what we're gonna start to do too.
Yeah,
I know that my kids had a desk. It was like a triple tiered kind of desk kind of thing that I don't even know what you call it. And it kind of goes back a bit towards the wall. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna get rid of that because they didn't need it anymore. So I'm gonna do a little paint job on it, but maybe dry brush it a little white with a little red and green perhaps, and just have it as like a Christmas piece to bring in the house and put in the corner, and just put the ornaments on each level. Just nice. I don't know, just because there's so many.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though.
We have one more page left.
It's like the back cover. But
yeah.
But
yeah. Where is this?
This Lafayette, Indiana.
Card cage number 75, Tippecanoe Mall. Lafayette, Indiana.
Indiana.
Lafayette.
There's a phone number. I wonder.
Is it Indiana?
That phone number. Anthony, are you calling that number?
Oh my God.
You're going to see if that.
Can you make out those last numbers? I'll totally call it to see if it's
7102 is my guess.
I think it's two. Yeah.
And is that 447?
Yeah.
I think so.
447. Yep.
That's what I was saying.
Call it on speaker.
Verizon Wireless, the number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel
another COVID casualty.
Boo.
No, I don't know. Who knows?
That just actually gave me a really good idea. One year, what we should do is do a podcast and just call up random people at Christmas and wish them a happy Christmas. And just see what they do.
That's actually a fantastic idea.
That's actually really good.
No, I'm serious. We should do that. Like, do it from a couple states, and I'll do a couple people from Canada and be like, we're doing a podcast. Is it okay if we talk to you and just wish you a happy Christmas and tell us your best Christmas memory or something like that?
That'd be great.
A lot of people would probably be like, F off, pal.
A collaborative YouTube show between all the.
Oh, I could totally do that. I got the equipment for all that.
That'd be
awesome.
That'd be fun. I'm ripping your ideas.
What else is new?
Oh man, but it does make me wonder. What would you guys say if you could design one of these? You know, if you could actually design one of these or an ornament from 1984, what would you create?
Oh, from 1984.
Yeah.
Who's gonna go first? Not me.
Is licensing on the board?
Licensing's on the board. Yeah.
I would like to have one of the baubles similar to the Disney gang, but instead be G.I. Joe.
Oh, I'm totally down.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Anthony?
Well, a very popular Christmas film came out in 1984 called Gremlins. So I would do a Gizmo and Spike ornament together.
Nice.
Is it Spike? Yeah, it's Spike.
Stripe.
Stripe, okay. I would do a Gizmo and Stripe ornament together. Because Hallmark used to put out Gizmo ornaments, but they haven't in quite a while now. And
yeah, it's been a long time, yeah.
I feel like 1984, the year that movie came out, would have been prime real estate and missed opportunity to release one. So
cool. What about you, CJ?
I honestly don't know. something from 1984. I'm trying to look up like best movies of that year. But honestly, I would probably just go the route of possibly doing, I don't know. I see one. I would do a Muppets Take Manhattan ornament.
Oh, nice.
I see it. One of the best movies of 1984. I would do a Beverly Hill Cops ornament, 100%.
I totally
Eddie
buy
Murphy
that.
With the gun pose, 100%. There it is.
Nice.
Or 16 Candles.
How about Hulk Hogan's rock and wrestling cartoon?
Yeah.
That actually would be amazing.
I think I'd do a Dungeons and Dragons, like maybe Hank the Ranger with the Santa hat or something.
Oh,
I think that would be fun. Oh, no, even better. Tiamat, the five-headed dragon. And each one has like one has an ugly sweater on its neck. One has like a Santa hat. One has like a scarf. I think that would be pretty hip.
That would be cool.
Oh, how did I not think of this, man? I would absolutely do a Nightmare on Elm Street ornament, 1984. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. What I was going to pick until I saw Gremlins was also there.
Yeah. Released in June of 1984, Gremlins was the only Christmas movie of 1984.
With Rotten Tomatoes score of, I just had it here, 85%. That's fair.
And there were zero Christmas movies in 85.
So what are we doing with For Gag Me With a Spoon this episode?
So instead of Gag Me With a Spoon, because there's no like impressions to do for this thing, what we're going to do is another segment I like to call A, 2, and D. And so this is where we give our top three choices of ornaments from this book here. So as a guest, I'll let you go first. Why don't we start with you, Anthony? Because you're the one looking most confused and intently. So we're just going to pick our top three ornaments.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second here. Okay.
All right.
I got this. This isn't like the... okay, we're going Snoopy Woodstock, the skiing one.
Ooh, nice.
I'm going with the Christmas owl. There's something about that one I really, really like. And
with the... that's the one with the bird shaped stocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And A Savior Is Born.
Ooh, that's a good one. Good choices. Solid.
Thank you. Thank you.
What about you, Todd?
A little bit disappointed I don't get to do my impression of the twerking bear, but that's okay.
Please, you can. No one's going to see it.
No. We'll have to see it, and I have to go to sleep after.
Todd Killian gone wild.
Of these, I really, really like the Santa hand embroidered. I can't even say that word. I'm not going to try. Hand embroidered. One, I just really dig that styling of that one as well. The Miss Piggy, just something about, like CJ said earlier, something about that design, yeah, and that type of animation just kind of gives me all that nostalgia feel. And one I don't think we talked a lot about, but I just really love it, is the nostalgic sled. I just think that's kind of cool and classic, and it's a classic, you know, season's greetings lettering and things, but those are kind of my three favorites of this group for sure.
Nice. What about you, CJ?
My first one is the White Christmas Melody, although a lot of the same designs were used for other ones and kind of took points away from it for me, but I still love it when I look at it. I also love that Santa's delivery. It's just a cool ornament. You just chilling there on the front of that, I guess, what would you call it? A truck? No, what was it? A wagon? I don't know. And then that Christmas prayer one, that blue bulb ornament. I really like that one. That was one of my favorites. I just thought it was classic Christmas. Those are my three favorites. There's more that I like, but those are probably the three that come to my mind most when I think about it.
Cool. Great choices. So for me, I think 1984, that peppermint one, just because that's the year my wife was born. So it's and it just looks really cool. Like the contrast between the white and the red is nice and vibrant, at least in the picture. So I really like that one. The second one would be that Miss Piggy one, the Miss Piggy bauble. You know, so it's a wreath but shaped like a heart, and it says like Merry Christmas. And yeah, you're right. The art style is just very reminiscent of the era, and it's super nostalgic. But then similar to Anthony, my top one, my A would be A Savior Is Born. That one, I really just, it, something about it, it's beautiful, it's sweet, and it, you know, captures the meaning of Christmas, and it's blue. So it's my favorite color. So I like it. Yeah, I think those are the ones I'd go with.
You know, thinking about it, you said something about it, it's only 16 pages, and that's true, but there's probably a dozen or more ornaments I would love to have out of this book as it is. And so that's pretty solid showing for, you know, being early on in the dream book.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Well, and it's 16 PDF pages. That's including the front and back cover. So technically it's only like 14 actual ornament pages. So that's you're right. That makes that showing even better percentage wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it does make me wonder, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. What would you guys say is the other half?
I would say the other half is not having a ornament that scares Anthony half to death in the form of a clown.
Well, mine would be the other half of battle is knowing to save your money all year and budget for the Hallmark ornaments, because
for real. Well, especially when you're buying 30 just in July.
Yeah, my God, yeah.
I would say the other half of the battle would be, if you're going to use a fortune cookie, make sure to pay attention to the small details.
Oh, man. So those are all better than mine. So if knowing's half the battle, the other half is remembering the color, texture, and glow of these Hallmark keepsake designs.
Jeez.
Stealing straight from there. Do they all say that? Like, I don't remember. Maybe I just don't read any of the actual words, but I don't recall very much them, you know, like explanatory notations on in these dream books here.
Oh, they're there. I think they kind of relegate it more for like the very front and the very back. And then especially if you get the collector's club box, you kind of get a lot of that write-ups and stuff. So,
Gotcha. Guys, it's been so much fun talking about this 1984 Hallmark dream book with you. But, you know, tell me about your different shows. What else do you want to plug?
I'll go first since I don't have one right now. I formerly did Christmas Conversations, but we are going to be bringing it back officially in September. So that's the first time I've actually declared that. So nice. Stay tuned for that. I will have a co-host in the form of Dylan Pryor. He was my first guest I had on the original Christmas Conversations. He's really funny. He's really stupid. I'm going to make fun of him a lot. So I'm going to be the heel. He's going to be the guy that everybody loves. So we'll bounce off good off each other. Other than that, nothing else. Just stay tuned for that. And if Anthony ever gets his stuff together, we're going to start our Gabagool and Puts In podcast where we go over every episode of The Sopranos. But he's taking forever to get it going, so we'll see what happens. Oh, by the way, it's Gabagool because he's near New Jersey, and it's Puts In because I'm from Canada, and that's our national food. It's essentially just cheese curds, fries, and gravy. It's delicious.
Nice. Todd?
Oh, I got host Christmas Clatter on podcast and YouTube. I have taken a long, much needed break to get some things squared away, but we will be back and at it here real soon. And if I could plug something else real quick, be sure to stay tuned to Christmas Clatter if you like ornaments for my, what's the word I'm looking for here? For my partnership with West Fifth Studios. If you love Christmas ornaments, you'll love what we'll have to offer.
Nice.
Sweet. That's sweet.
Check out his podcast.
Don't sound enthusiastic or anything about it.
our 5-year anniversary is coming up. We've had a lot of complaints about our list. Well, now's the time for you to have your voice heard. You can correct us. Go vote in our
on top 10. Sorry.
You need to start that again.
Okay. I'm one of three hosts of Tissa Podcast, a podcast that's determined to keep Christmas spirit alive 365 days per year. Every Monday, we drop an episode in your feeds in which we discuss a Christmas movie, TV show, TV episode, special, whatever, what have you. We've been doing it for 5 years. Our anniversary is coming up. We're having an award show. And it's a chance for you to make it known how much you hate our list that we also hate, but that you guys have voted for us to keep time and time again. So go vote and check us out on Mondays.
Right on. Oh, guys. Thanks again. It's been so much fun talking with y'all.
It's always
and definitely go check out their shows because they're all so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thanks for having me on again, Jerry. And hopefully this wins a ratty this year.
Oh yeah, I have.
I mean,
a feeling
if you kept in the bloopers, I think it would. But anyway,
there's gonna be quite a few bloopers in, but maybe not all of the bloopers. And on that note, I'm gonna end it by saying the spirit of Christmas is love. Give a gift in keeping with the spirit. Checking us out on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram at Totally Rad Christmas, Twitter at Rad Christmas, or our Facebook group, Totally Rad Christmas Mall and Arcade, where you can make your voice known to us as well. We post anything and everything 80s or Christmas related. And if you're feeling like capturing the essence of the holiday with these keepsakes, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com, courtesy of Tis the Podcast Elf, Tom Crow. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a safe night. Later, dudes.
We're the elves from Tis the Podcast. I'm Anthony.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Tom. And Tis the Podcast is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network.
Join us each week as we rank, review, and discuss all your favorite Christmas movies and television shows.
Sometimes we agree, sometimes it's a verbal brawl, but each and every week is guaranteed to be fun. Come join us.
Hello, this is Todd Killian from the Christmas Clatter Podcast. What makes Christmas special to you? Is it the movies or the music, the food or family, the gifts or decorations? Maybe those quiet moments of reflection. Whatever it is, join me for Christmas Clatter, a monthly podcast dedicated to everything that makes Christmas special. Visit ChristmasClatter.com for all social media links and find Christmas Clatter Podcast on all podcast apps. Thank you. And remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.